This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And man, things have gotten crazy since last week. 420, the unofficial holiday for cannabis users throughout the world, happened yesterday, obviously. And New York City went crazy, arresting people for having pot parties. What shocked me is people passing around, because we did the 420 rally yesterday in Concord.
That's right.
What surprised me was seeing people...
Conan wasn't there, but...
Passing around cannabis. Like smoking
it. I know.
Like old times. Yeah, I'm all for, you know, not taking the virus that seriously, but I think right now I would just smoke my own.
Oh, really? Really? Yeah. That actually, like, crosses your line, huh? That's interesting.
Well, yeah, it's basically like French kissing strangers.
Sure, but I've been doing that for two decades of my life.
For sure.
So
I've heard that smokers are actually almost immune to this because their lungs are so crapped up with tar all over it, the corona doesn't have anything to
really?
Stick to. Yeah.
Well, I'm in good shape then.
There
I like
you go.
This. Right? In other news...
I wanted to add something to that. I heard that the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, NORML, which has been for decades like one of the top lobbying organizations to try to change the laws, that at the beginning of this whole so-called crisis, that they actually put out a notice saying that they were warning marijuana users to not pass joints anymore, to not pass pipes, to no longer do the traditions of marijuana that have existed for decades, you know, for generations of passing joints and pipes around. They were saying it's a new normal. You got to have your own joint, basically. You got to have your own pipe. Don't share it with anybody. And we were absolutely passing them around yesterday, just like it was any old day, because it was any old day.
The only
difference between today and last year and the years before that is all of a sudden people have gone insane and lost their minds over a bunch of what I would consider to be propaganda.
Whether or not it is propaganda, I don't know.
It's propaganda.
Well, for sure. It's being used
whether
as
it's
propaganda.
Whether it's true is another question.
I still wouldn't partake in the passing of joint
ceremony.
Well,
you're not a cannabis smoker anyway.
No, but I used
right?
to be.
Okay. Did you partake? Did you pass that at that time? So you feel like the danger is higher now, or would you have not partaken in passing it a year ago?
I don't think I would have passed it a year ago,
mm-hmm.
simply because my perspectives on things have shifted.
So then it wasn't the COVID thing that changed?
I wouldn't think so, but I was still surprised to see it had no consideration whatsoever among the people gathered, except for the reporter who was out there. I don't think anyone else gave any thought to it.
Well, I think that one of the guys there who was handing out joints, who I didn't know, Carlos, I met him there, and he was giving out joints before 420 happened, right? So we start at 420, and he was handing out a few joints, and so, you know, I thanked him, because we brought our own. I didn't need it, but he handed me one, and so I lit it up, and we're smoking at the time, and I offered to pass it back to him, and he looked like he was considering not taking it, and I think that's probably what was going through his mind. He didn't verbalize that, oh, I rolled these specifically for each individual. That was just sort of the impression that I got, and he kind of just shrugged it off and accepted it, and then it just started going around, so it was awesome.
I've run into the same situation in the last 2 weeks with handshaking. You go in for the handshake, and then both freeze and think about it for a split second, and then we're like, oh, screw this nonsense, and we go into the handshake.
Good.
But these are, you know, good old boys, not necessarily, you know, little old ladies at Walmart who like to yell at me because I stand too close to the person in front of me. I've been yelled at twice now.
Who yelled at you? Is this
a little staff or another customer?
Staff.
Whoa.
So I've been yelled at twice now because I just forget. I either put my groceries on the conveyor belt before I'm supposed to, or I stand a little too far in the over top of the stand here box.
I think that we should be acting like this is ridiculous. I think that...
well, I always give them the eye. I always give... I roll my eyes. I give them the eyebrow. I'm like, look, all right, whatever.
I'm going to start saying things. I started it this past weekend when I went to a gas station at the 420, as I said something about that they were behind plexiglass, and I said something like, this is ridiculous, or this plexiglass stuff is ridiculous. So I was specific with what I was being critical of.
I just choose not to go to places that do that sort of thing.
It's going to be everywhere.
Yep, you wait when we go back
Hopefully
to work.
Hopefully not, man.
Where have you been where it's not right now?
It's not going. The masks.
Corner News.
They're gonna let people go back to work.
Do they? I haven't been there in about a week.
It's been 2 weeks since I've been there. They had it when I was there. They had the hanging. It wasn't plexiglass.
Yeah,
it was hanging down like plastic,
yeah.
Basically.
Hanging by.
Whatever.
Wires.
Yeah, whatever.
You know those clear plastic binder pages that you can put sheets of paper in to keep them safe? I walked into a gas station earlier, and an employee had one of those, like, wrapped around his head.
Oh, it's lunacy out there. The people have lost their damn minds.
And on top of that, they had one of those plexiglasses, you know? So he's like...
Double protected.
I'm just like, will you just sell me this monster so I can get the hell out of here?
The folks have lost their minds. You wait. When they release us back into the wild... I've been an essential warrior this whole time, so I've been going to work. But Sununu, our guy, his excellency, is going to say, all right, you go back to work, but you're all going to be wearing masks.
Well, that's part of what the big question is what are the rules going to be in New Hampshire? We haven't seen any proposals yet. He's supposedly working on that this week, right? I don't know if you guys heard that, but Sununu is supposedly working
on it. Not the beaches, but maybe everything else, yeah.
Oh, that's right. He's supposed to release it by Friday.
Is that what he said?
I thought it was by Friday.
But, you know, last week we covered Texas and California and their plans, which involve total medical authoritarian statism, being if you want to reopen, if you're not a so-called essential business, if you're one of these businesses that wants to reopen, then you have to follow their Department of Health and Human Services so-called guidelines, which are now mandates that you do X, Y, and Z. One of them, and remember, Texas is supposed to be like a business-friendly state, right?
Yeah. So, as is New Hampshire.
Right. One of them in Texas is that if you have a business that you want to reopen, you cannot allow your customers to come inside.
Hold on. How are you supposed to sell things to your customers?
You got to take them out to the street for them.
You figure that out. They would have to somehow know what items you have. How they're going to do that, I don't know. Unless they're regular customers and know exactly what they want every time. So they're going to have to somehow know what you have. They'll have to phone the order in or internet order the order in, and then they arrive at your store. You can send an employee out to deliver the product to their car.
The businesses that have successfully done this here in this town, most of the shopping is done online. Mm-hmm. You put in an order. You go to them, you honk, or you call them. They'll have their number on the door. They come out to you. They've got a card reader. And they'll slide your card and hand you your purchase, and that's it.
They're instructed to put the item in the trunk or in the back seat of the car. So you're not allowed to, like, get out and take the item or help them with the item or whatever. If they deliver the item, they're only allowed to leave it at the door.
This is in Texas.
This is in Texas.
Wow.
This is if you want to reopen. So you have to
How long are these restrictions projected to
last? Clear.
Forever.
It's not clear.
If they have their way,
they
forever.
They feel like it.
If Fauci has his way, if Gates has his way, in 18 months from now, it'll
be
all good
to
go. Whenever the vaccine comes out, it'll all be good to go.
Think about this.
But you got to get your vaccine, and you got to get your chip, and your new tattoo, Arya.
You do IT
your new,
work,
Your
Arya.
New vaccine tattoo.
I don't think any of what Conan just said is likely, but yes.
you know.
That's what they want.
You know how businesses are with their websites. They're like an afterthought for most businesses. Local businesses, they have a website, they have a Facebook page. Maybe some don't even have a website. They just have a Facebook page, right? They're not Walmart. They're not Amazon. They don't have an entire inventory. They're not Staples. They don't have their whole inventory listed online. So it's impossible for a customer to shop online if they don't already know what the products are. If they have no idea what they want, they can't browse if they can't go into the store. So these businesses are going to lose tremendous business if they even try to reopen under these circumstances.
Yep.
Oh, and don't forget, the employee then has to go inside and wash their hands after they deliver to every single customer car.
The new normal, man.
It's nuts.
It is.
So that's like the question. How much of that is going to be in New Hampshire?
And don't think about complaining.
I can't imagine New Hampshire would put up with that, but I didn't imagine New Hampshire would put up with any form of a lockdown.
Don't think about complaining about it on Facebook and starting a new group to do a protest, because it's going to get taken down.
YouTube's taking down videos of that stuff.
Left
too,
and right.
Apparently.
left and right because it's dangerous.
Well, Facebook has always had a heavy hand with censorship, right? And the reasoning for this one is that, you know, it's technically illegal to be doing these things.
Well, that's what they would say, but others would say it's completely constitutional and, you know, these are our human rights and they should be protected.
Freedom of speech.
Protesting, as far as I'm aware, you can't really make that illegal.
But they have.
They have.
Yeah.
And they're not going to stop. So what else is going to happen next? 855-450-3733.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Tian,
and Conan.
And you know, for years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses, and we're helping to build one, liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network aspect to it so you can connect and share with others. However, use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. So put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge. Again, that's liberty.menu. Now, we're talking about the craziness going on.
Lunacy.
The strangest thing about yesterday was as we held our signs and waved at people, was seeing people drive around wearing face masks inside their own personal vehicles. It makes me wonder if these people are just sitting at home
with a face mask on,
watching Tiger King, wearing a face mask.
I don't know. Who knows?
In their underwear. What, with a face mask on.
It's totally insane, man.
They are scared. These people are frightened.
Well, they've been told to be.
Right. And they're constantly being told to be, not only by the government, but by the mainstream media. And if all they're doing is sitting inside watching television, then they're seeing even more mainstream media. They're immersing themselves in it. The reporter that was here yesterday that we spoke with from the BBC, she actually sat in on the show for a segment last night. She's completely immersed. Right. So one of the questions that she's asking me is like, well, I've been talking to all these doctors in New York City and there's all this, you know, danger and bad, scary danger. And I'm like, well, out here in the rest of the world, you know, we have a different perspective on these things. If you were to immerse yourself in this and believe everything you're told, you're going to believe that this is the most deadly thing that we've ever come across in our lifetimes and that everybody should be as scared of everybody else. Everyone's a potential carrier. Even your own family members are a danger to you now, and that we need the government to keep us safe.
It reminds me of 2016 with the Trump election, as these rich liberal students in colleges just sat around telling themselves, you know, if Trump gets elected, it's going to be the next Holocaust.
And we're all moving to Canada.
LGBT people, disabled people, they're going to be rounded up and put into ovens. And they worked themselves up into this hysterical, psychotic frenzy.
And now those same individuals are complaining that he isn't authoritarian enough. He didn't lock us down hard enough.
True.
The boot didn't come down hard enough on our necks. What's wrong with this guy?
Yeah, it's true. There was a survey done in New Hampshire where it broke down. I mean, it was a tremendous number of people that were in, like 2/3 of people in New Hampshire that responded to the survey. Now, you know, probably they're not all New Hampshire natives, right? But these people responding to the survey, 2/3 of them thought that the social distancing was way more important than restarting the economy. A very, very small, slim number want to restart the economy. But when you broke it down by political perspective,
right,
it was way more Democrats wanted the social distancing than the undeclareds, not as many, and then the Republicans not near as many, but still a good solid number wants the social distancing.
I would also like to see those stats broken down even further into who works for a living versus kids, kids, retirees. Because I bet you would see 90% of the damn working force, the guys who are actually paying their bills every month on time or living month to month, like probably a lot of them are.
I shared it last night, Conan. If you go to the Free Talk Live Twitter at twitter.freetalklive.com or the Mastodon at toot.freetalklive.com or telegram.freetalklive.com, just scroll back to yesterday and click in there because they did do a demographic breakdown. So by age group and I think a couple of other categories as well.
Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Steve calling from Arkansas. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's everybody doing?
Hey, Steve.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I feel like we're living in, like, the Twilight Zone.
Mm-hmm. Black Mirror, actually.
Do what now?
Black Mirror. Have you ever seen any of those?
I mean, that was inspired by
Twilight. I've never gotten into that, but, it's so bizarre because I personally know one person that has actually contracted COVID-19. It's just a buddy from college. He lives down in Alabama now.
How old is he and how did it go for him?
He is about 35, mm-hmm. and he was fine. I mean, he just and stayed home, had a little cough, nothing major.
Don't know a single person who has it.
But I physically know more people that tried to buy a Tiger with their stimulus check than people who actually came down with the virus.
Well, that's the thing. So, you may know people who have it, but they just don't know they have it. Because this one guy that you know, the only reason he knows he had it is because he went and got tested. Most people, if they came down with a cough in February, March, or, you know, April or whatever, would just weather the storm. They'd get through it. They'd, you know, take a day off work if it was really bad, and then they'd be all right.
Yeah, the question you need to ask yourself is, how many people do you know that have been tested and then go from there? Because I'm thinking a lot of them were tested. It came out negative. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people who were positive, they didn't have any symptoms because they walked it off. Because guess what? Because they have an immune system.
See, I don't care about the testing. The media narrative about this, the social distancing narrative, the lockdown narrative, so everybody's going to die if we don't do these things.
We've had people accuse us of
manslaughter. I know zero people who have died from this.
Right.
Well, here's another question to ask. How many of the essential warriors that are out there, all of the Walmart employees, I'm the delivery guy.
Let's give a shout out to the essential workers who aren't healthcare workers.
Yeah, thank you. The
ones who are actually keeping the world going
the
right
now.
The
new heroes, the truck drivers of the world. Yeah, how many Walmart employees that have been out on the front lines this entire month, and a month and a half now almost, that have gotten the COVID, have gotten the corona?
Yeah,
how many?
Go ahead.
Yeah, there's no telling. And I live in western Arkansas. I'm only about an hour from Walmart headquarters. Mm-hmm. And Highway 49 is probably the busiest highway in the state. And right now, currently, as we speak, Highway 49 is shut down because some poor SOB is on top of a bridge saying he's going to jump. So they have traffic stopped. He's probably just some poor sap that's sick of seeing his wife and kids every day because he can't go to work. Yep.
Or maybe he's fired from his job and he's buried under loads of debt, as many Americans are.
Living paycheck to paycheck.
And feels as though life is hopeless. I mean, I wouldn't blame somebody for feeling pretty despondent in this circumstance.
I mean, my wife owns a beauty salon. Of course, she was forced to shut her beauty salon. It's been a month now. Of course, they just approved more funds today for these small business loans. But she's self-employed, so the system's not set up for self-employed folks to get unemployment yet. Now, they're saying there'll be back pay, but that doesn't, for the last month, she hasn't brought a dime into the house. And, you know, we're going to be fine. Unfortunately, I have a good job. But for the single moms that do that, what are they doing? They're losing their minds right now.
I bet.
Excellent point, Steve. Thank you so much for the call. I hope the guy out there on the bridge right now is reasoned with and he comes down. But that $1,200 stimulus check is already gone for most Americans.
I haven't got mine yet.
And there's not another one coming.
Oh, there's going to be more coming.
There'll be more.
This
is UBI. This is the new. They're testing it. They're testing UBI to see if it'll work. It's coming.
But they know it won't.
It's a pacifier, though.
This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
During the coronavirus task force briefing, President Trump explains why he's ordering a temporary suspension of immigration to the United States.
Therefore, in order to protect American workers, I will be issuing a temporary suspension of immigration into the United States. You heard about that last night. By pausing immigration, we'll help put unemployed Americans first in line for jobs. This pause will be in effect for 60 days, after which the need for any extension or modification will be evaluated by myself and a group of people.
A Senate relief bill is headed to the House after being held up by Senate Democrats for almost a week. The bill adds $300 billion into a popular small business loan program that has run dry. This is USA Radio News. The White House and Congress have reached a deal on a funding package that will replenish a loan program meant to aid small businesses impacted by the coronavirus. The deal comes as Democrats let the Paycheck Protection Program run out of money late last week, leaving millions of small business owners in the lurch. The deal could head to President Trump's desk as early as Thursday. President Trump says he will sign an executive order banning all immigration during the coronavirus pandemic. The news comes as 22 million Americans have filed for unemployment in the last month due to the country's economy largely grinding to a halt because of the virus. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien on the move.
Look, no one likes it. The president didn't want to put travel restrictions in place. He didn't want to put immigration restrictions in place. But we have to because of this terrible virus that's been unleashed from foreign shores and was not the responsibility of the United States.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's free, Ian.
And Conan.
And Bitcoin. Did you almost say it's Free Talk almost, Live?
I don't know what I was going to say there.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com that allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted, so finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. The best place and easiest place to get Bitcoin Cash for those out there who, for some reason, haven't bought it yet.
It's never too late.
It isn't. Gold and cryptocurrency is what I'm advising everyone to get into right now because the banking system is doing everything it can to destroy the USD as fast as possible. Let's go to the phones. We got Lonnie calling from California. Lonnie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I just want to say welcome to the hashtag COVID-1984. Everybody stay home, huh?
I'm actually going to go in another direction, another dystopia. This is COVID Brave New World. Not a whole lot of the...
Where's the Soma?
This is.
I want to get high.
That's your video games. That's your Tiger King.
Oh, right.
Didn't you do that yesterday? Wasn't that your Soma?
Well, no, Soma was way more effective, right? Like, have you ever read Brave New World?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the people
listeners
are...
Listeners that don't know...
The people want this, and that was the key element of Brave New World. The people wanted their authoritarian rule, telling them how to live their lives every day, telling them what they could and couldn't do.
The entertainment aspect, I thought, was way more important. Like, the Marvel movies, as much as I enjoyed them, really drove it home. It was just the same movie released over and over and over, and the masses loved
love it.
Mm-hmm. Eat it up.
And it's, yeah, and it's just divide and conquer. Not only will the people demand their enslavement, but, you know, it'll tear them apart from the inside. You know, I had a friend telling me today that because I support people protesting and going outside, that, you know, and I said, like, you know, that made me a racist, you know, that made me
racist.
a murdering racist. You know, someone... like putting people's lives at risk.
Oh, I see. You're against the human race kind of racist, right?
I liked something that had acknowledged that the flu was from Wuhan, so that made me a racist. But no, I'm, you know, I'm just trying to, one good thing that, you know, can come out of it is that it forces people to open their contact list and call their friends for work, so that can be a tax-free, you know, consent. Transaction with consent. So that's how agorist transactions have been blossoming in my life recently. I just kind of be like, okay, well, I'm not going to stay inside. Like, I want everyone to keep going to work. So who can I link up with if that's in that same camp, you know? And if people will call you a lot of weird things.
Oh, the biggest laugh I had was over this weekend. Somebody told me that a former listener, a former supporter who's completely turned against me and Free Talk Live and hates Keene and hates civil disobedience activism.
Well, we ruined libertarianism.
That kind of person, yeah. So this person was accusing all of us that went to these protests over the weekend of being manslaughterers.
Right.
You know what worries me about this entire thing is how that group refuses to have a good faith conversation with us. Like, okay, I value liberty more than I value life. They value life more than they value liberty.
Mm.
I understand where they're coming from, but they refuse to recognize the validity of our position.
Well, they'll shoot
we're just,
you.
We're
apparently.
Just evil, hateful, selfish people, right?
If they think you're a manslaughterer, then that means that they will try to kill you if you get close to them, right? Like, if you step within their 6 foot bounds.
You know, with people around the country getting all of a sudden locked up for being in COVID, it was like that one state that said that gave the governor permission to, or the governor decided to say, if you see anyone that's sick, you can actually lock them up. It's, you know, it's just so much gray area. It's just, it's really gone above and beyond the law now. It's just, it is a medical march toward medical prison planet.
Wasn't it de Blasio was telling you need to snitch on people who are breaking the 6 foot rule? You need to snitch your neighbors, send the pictures into this.
See something, say something.
Yeah, except
that kind of nonsense.
It kind of blew up in his face, though, because everyone's sending
their genitalia.
Yes. And this is what you should do, by the way.
All right, hey, thanks for calling me.
And all the while, thanks. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you so much for the call. I don't imagine things are going to get better anytime soon. There is this report here from Newsweek about when states, based on some kind of data they pulled together, can expect to actually reopen. Vermont is one of the earliest. None of them are very soon. Vermont's certainly the earliest, and why won't it let me make that bigger?
I thought Georgia was going to be opening this Friday or something.
Opening. I'd like to see the details, because remember, we see what Texas is going to do to reopen.
Right.
So I'm sure it's going to be all kinds. They're not just going to let people go back to normal, because it's statism. It's control. They don't just, like, take more control and then let it go back, even though they should, for good to have a nice economy where they can, you know, go out and buy things. Because the price of oil, apparently, or oil futures, I'm not exactly sure what exact price it was, but some really important oil price went below zero yesterday.
Yeah, which meant that the oil companies would pay other companies to take oil from them.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Never happened before in the history of recorded oil prices, from what I understand.
I believe it. I can't imagine what sort of insanity has to happen for that scenario to come about.
Well, here's my understanding is that because people aren't driving, for the most part, there are still some people driving, but not very many. Because people aren't driving, demand has gone down, so the price of oil has plummeted, right? That's why we see less than $2 a gallon oil here. In Minnesota a couple weeks ago, it was below 80 cents in some places per gallon. Yeah. So the price has been going down. Normally, when the price of oil goes down, when people are, like, normal and, like, driving, they'll drive more because gas is cheap, right? So doesn't matter how much you drive.
But I wonder if that's why it hasn't dropped as much in New Hampshire as it has in other states.
Because people are driving a little more here? That could be. Anyway, so since people aren't driving that much, the price goes down. They don't respond by driving more because they're still not driving, so the price goes down some more. And the problem is what they've said is that the way the oil companies or the taps in the ground work, once you tap into that oil, it just keeps on coming, right? So, like,
they're basically looking for people to store their oil.
So they got all this oil coming out. They don't want to close the lid on this thing because I don't know how difficult that is or costly or whatever, but they haven't yet, and they can't or something, or maybe it's really expensive down the line. So they just keep on pumping out all this oil that they can't do anything with, and it's gotten to the point where they're running out of places to put it. And so that's why they're like, please take this from me. We'll pay you to take this oil and put it somewhere. It's crazy. They're supposedly shutting down some of the oil companies or whatever. They're supposedly shutting down the production in certain areas, but that won't happen until May. So, like, it takes time to do these things. So we may end up seeing, like, oil shortages as a result of this eventually. I mean, who knows how this is going to end up panning out.
Yeah, because once these lockdowns end, everybody and their entire family is going to be on the road going to restaurants, going to bars, going everywhere. It's going to be a terrible way.
I'm not so sure about that.
Not right away. They're not going to have any money. How are you going to go to a restaurant if you've just blown all your savings on what bills you still had to pay during the interim?
And according to whatever data Newsweek was getting their data from, some of these go up to June the 29th before these states can reopen based on the reported cases. May 11th for New Hampshire, one of the earliest ones. May the 4th for Vermont. I was hoping this was going to end on April 7th when they initially said, hey, we're going to lock down until this date, and then we're going to let you do your thing. But no, we're now, what, a month into this? With at least another month ahead of us, judging by what they're saying? And even then, when they reopen, what is it really going to be?
7 states now, according to CNN, have requirements that you wear masks in public.
We have to get into that. We're going to get into that when we get back. 855-450-3733. What do you think about the coronavirus? How would you reopen the economy? That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Cronin.
And we've got Mark on the lines. Mark, how's it going out there?
Well, I found an article today that I wanted to share with you guys. I don't know if you've saw it. I put it in the show prep. It says that here from...
I've officially muted the show prep room.
Okay. Studyfind.org. Rate of coronavirus infections in Los Angeles up to 55 times higher than confirmed cases. And that got me to thinking. So I expected this sort of thing to come along, that a lot of people had coronavirus that, you know, weren't showing symptoms or didn't show much of a symptom, and they never got really tested, and they're not part of the numbers that, you know, the confirmed cases numbers.
Sure.
And what basically this does is sort of officially give every side the opportunity to claim victory in this whole case, right? So, you know, the Republicans can say, see, we told you it wasn't worth the trouble. And, you know, it's just like the flu. And apparently the death rate is going to be something just like the flu.
According to the government numbers.
Well, no, I think it's probably the government number is going to claim that it's significantly higher, and that it probably will, if it's going to be anything, it's going to be lower.
Well, the reality is it's lower, but the numbers are that it's about the flu, from what I understand.
Yeah, aren't there also reports that they're just saying that anyone who dies in a hospital with COVID-like symptoms has died of COVID? It
wouldn't surprise me.
I've seen the reports of that. I just don't know if it's true.
Numbers are so preliminary right now, and people are scrambling for them. Of course people want numbers. They want to know what's going on. They're being told they can't leave their houses, or they're terrified, or whatever the case may be. But so, I mean, of course there's a demand for numbers, but these numbers aren't going to be any good for a year, for a year at least. I mean,
until we're all locked down dealing with 2021 corona.
And so what this sort of brought up for me is on one hand, you know, like I said, it was going to say that the Democrats are going to claim victory because if we save just one life, then, you know, the total scuttling of the entire economy is worth it. But
Yeah, but they're going to kill a lot more lives than one.
Sir?
They're going to take a lot more lives than just one.
There's a guy up on a bridge in Arkansas right now, apparently, threatening to jump off.
Well, there you go. But, like I said, every side gets to claim victory, and that includes you, right? Like, you get to claim victory, because that's kind of how this is all going to go. And the point I'd like to make is that I want people to think about the
question. I'm not
going to
claim victory because freedom is lost.
Victory in so much as you believe you're correct in everything that you've said, right?
Well, I don't know what the truth is. All I know is I'm not going to change my life for all this crap.
Well, we will never be able to know what could have happened. I mean, that's always going to be speculation. Everyone on every side of this can always say, well, it would have been worse if you hadn't listened to me.
Right. If we hadn't quarantined, it would have been disastrous. The two million they were toting from the first month ago.
Ours is just a speculative, though.
Yeah. Well, and so is theirs. But it's like we have these numbers and we did things. We did A, we did B, we did C. And everyone, like Mark is saying, everyone's going to continue to defend their argument till the end, till 2030 when we're dealing with the
difference
2030
is
Rona.
They forced everybody to do things their way and we weren't given a choice. Because we would give people a choice.
That's the point I'm trying to make here is that there's you can look at this from a couple of different ways, right? Like, A, did the government have the right to do this? Because
no, they're just people.
Right. If the death toll was 50%, they still didn't have the right to do it.
Agreed.
And then you would have the question as to whether or not the government had the reason to do it. And you have to figure out in your own mind, as the person here, what percentage of the population dying, and I would presume that we're talking about the most vulnerable of the population dying, and that's probably true with every infectious disease out there, but what percentage of the population dying is worth shutting down the economy for? Because there are consequences to this. If you're saying it's 10% of the population that could have died, we know that, I mean, there's an answer to the question. Then maybe there's a good enough reason if it's going to be 10% or 50% or...
See, I can't even think about it in those terms, Mark. To me, the question isn't how many people have to die before you give up your freedoms, because that's essentially the question you're asking. My answer is just one, me. Because option isn't on the table.
Well, their reason is not that 10% or 20%. Their reason is we want more power, and we're going to use this excuse, because we used 9/11 as an excuse before, and now here's a new excuse that's even better. As Donald Trump said in his recent tweet last night, this was right after the show ended yesterday evening. Let me pull up this tweet, because it's absolutely ridiculous.
You know, the politicians, Ian, are all about... We want more power.
That's what it
Whereas
is.
Whereas the people who are in bed with all this, they're all about, we want more security.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so you have a winning combination where you have you have shepherds leading the sheep astray, and they're both loving it.
The people get the government they deserve. Unfortunately, we're here too, and we're not getting what we deserve. But here's what Trump said. In light of the attack from the invisible enemy... With capital I, capital E, so it's a pronoun.
We need some kind of horror movie sound effect to play every time you say invisible enemy.
As well as the need to protect the jobs of our great American citizens, I will be signing an executive order to temporarily suspend immigration into the United States. Now, of course, there's two issues here, and the thing that's going to get the most attention is, my God, Trump's going to ban immigration, which I'm against. I'm in favor of immigration, but let's put that aside. To me, the real interesting thing in this tweet is him calling COVID-19 the, quote, invisible enemy, because it's right along with the whole terrorism, war on terrorism, remember?
They've been saying the entire time that fighting COVID is like fighting a war.
That's right. They've been preparing people with that sort of warlike mentality.
Even he referred to Walmart workers as being on the front lines.
And essential warriors.
Yes. Yep. So this whole idea of the invisible enemy is very similar to the war on terror. Remember when the war on terror started, we were talking at that time about how, terrorism is this sort of nebulous concept. How do you have a war on a concept? How do you have a war on a thing that you can't count? You don't know how many troops there are. You don't know. This is not a war in the traditional sense. It's a thing that can go on forever, right? Because terrorism can go on forever. And so the Department of Homeland Security and all this police state and the TSA and all these things came out, and now you have the same thing happening again with this war against this invisible enemy. And now the difference is, though, with the war on terror, it was all them Muslims, them brown people. It was easy to figure out who the terrorists were, right?
Well, now we're the terrorists because we're disregarding the government's suggestions.
That's true, too. So anybody like us who's helping the invisible enemy becomes an enemy of the state.
We're aiding and abetting the enemy.
The invisible enemy.
This is crazy stuff. And like you were saying, Conan, to the lefties, Trump hasn't gone far enough.
Yep.
This is madness coming from Trump, but they're saying so.
Now, what do the lefties have to say about this immigration ban?
Oh, they're going to go after the fact that it's an immigration ban.
But they've been talking about shutting everything down, so how can they... I mean,
that's classic for Trump, the puppet master. Here, mm-hmm. you argue about the immigration thing while I escalate a new war on terror against mm-hmm. the disease.
But, I mean, they have been preaching against... they are preaching for quarantine, but preaching... for quarantine and also for open borders. So now they're kind of stuck in between a hard place. Yeah. Where do they go from here?
I knew people who wanted the borders between Vermont and New Hampshire closed.
Can Orange Man still be bad after this tweet?
Oh, he will be. What were you saying, Mark?
All I want to say is that this isn't the global pandemic.
No.
This is the training for the global pandemic. And so everybody needs to decide for themselves. They need to think about this because we never thought about this before, or mostly people didn't. And so the question I want the listeners to ask is, what percentage of the population needs to die for you to give up your essential freedoms?
And 100%.
I'm going to go straight Darwin with this one. 100%.
I'm with you guys. I'd rather kill myself than live in this hellish
hellscape. I'm not surprised if you guys had that question. But there's,
what is your answer then, Mark?
Out there listening.
Well, Mark's What's already that? Wearing a damn mask, so it can't be that. It can't be 100%.
I don't think that the government ever has the right to do what they do. I do, however, think that they might have a reason at, 10% of the population dying or something like that. Now, again, they don't have the right, but they do have the ability. And I've said all along, that if there's going to be one job that the state has, it's to protect against a global pandemic. And the important thing that we need to understand...
I don't think that was in the Constitution.
I don't think the state is capable of doing that.
So much for walking over me. They're going to fail every single time. We've seen that.
Okay, so you're not calling for that then?
Not calling for anything. When's the last time I did that? I'm just trying to get people to think.
That's a good idea.
But you would
I don't think
staying
100% gets them to think.
But the state, if there is going to be one, it should exist to protect against a global pandemic, you said?
Correct.
Seems like a mixed message to me.
Yeah. Anyway, Mark, thank you for the call. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps? Red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.